As I write this, I'm doing my best to download Michael Jackson's mugshot. But apparently everyone in America wishes to look into the same doe-like, eyeliner-laden eyes of innocence at this moment. The download's taking time. So it goes when a king goes pop. Royalty or wrongdoer, Michael Jackson's lawyers started denying the allegations before the ink had dried on the superstar's delicate fingertips. He is greatly outraged by these charges, one lawyer is quoted as saying at a press conference. He considers this to be a big lie. Big lie. Given that, you'd think that Jackson's lawyers would be huddling in some Vegas penthouse suite right now, planning not only a criminal defense, but also a civil action. If it's all a big lie and everyone's talking about it and the allegations are becoming quite specific, the whole thing screams defamation. Michael Jackson could sue reporters and others for the tort that helps mend broken reputations with bandages of bucks. He could sue, but he probably won't. And it's because, as shocked as Michael Jackson and his bevy of barristers may claim to be about these charges, they've seen it all before. A defamation claim filed by a celebrity is pretty tough to win, and Michael Jackson faced a particularly tough defendant in a case from 1998, a media outlet. The show Hard Copy had reported that somewhere out there was a videotape of Michael Jackson committing a crime against a child and that authorities were on the search for it. The details became quite specific, and you won't hear those here. If the tape ever existed, it wasn't found. So Michael Jackson sued Hard Copy and its reporter, claiming that the report and its allegations of vile nastiness defamed him. But he didn't win. The reporter argued that she'd done her best to confirm the story and that she hadn't set out with malice to harm him. And under the First Amendment, that's enough. The court in the case held that reporters needn't have a devout belief in the truth of a story before reporting it, only that they refrain from either reporting a story they know to be false or acting in reckless disregard of the truth, the actual malice standard that bites celebrities nearly every time. Perhaps Michael Jackson should have stopped when he had enough. Just a couple of years before, he'd learned that defamation claims are tough to win when you're a celebrity among celebrities, to quote one star-struck court. That time again, at the heart of it all, was a child sex abuse allegation. But this time it was Jackson who was the defamation defendant. Michael Jackson and entourage had accused the alleged abuse victim's lawyers of extortion. The angry attorneys then sued Jackson, arguing that he'd defamed them by calling them criminals. An appellate court rejected the argument that Michael Jackson had a privilege to say such things at a press conference in the court of public opinion, even if they weren't necessarily true. Things said during litigation in a courtroom may be privileged, the court decided, but press conferences aren't that. The case against Jackson could continue. So with two major defamation lawsuit losses, I won't be surprised if Michael Jackson threatens a defamation action this time that never gets filed. Maybe he'll be too busy fending off the criminal allegations. Maybe his lawyers will urge him to stay out of court at all costs. Or maybe he will come to realize that any defamation action is tough to win when you've boasted to all the world that you're bad, bad, really, really bad.